This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
Been here on a long time, coming up on 13 years at this point. And what comes with that is folks that have followed the show over the years, which I always appreciate. You know, it's nice to have folks that, you know, find some comfort in getting information or in being able to hear someone that sounds familiar talk about issues that are important to them. I get that. I'm a talk radio person myself and have been for a long time. We get a lot of calls from folks that talk about fixing their own credit. You know, I can fix my own, I could do this myself, but I want to hire you to do it. Well, I understand this and I know that because they read something about how simple it is to fix things on Google. I've got a guy that calls once in a while and will send stuff along frequently. He is in the auto business. Maybe he's listening to this right now. I'm not going to mention his name. He knows who he is. He knows very well who he is, but he sends stuff a lot that he sees. He was sending things a while ago. He found a guy on TikTok that was telling you how to write letters and what to do to fix things, how to get your arms around credit. And listen, with all due respect, this guy looked like he was a click away from being a gangbanger. Looks like he's on a steady diet of weed and Flaming Hot Cheetos and drinking orange Fanta. That's what this guy looked like. And he's sitting there in a room. By the way, if you're putting how-to videos out, just a tip. I'm no expert. But if you're doing that, make sure the room you're in doesn't look like a pig pen. Make sure the room that you're in doesn't look like the kind of room where your mom could knock on the door at any minute and say, "Timmy, how many times do I have to tell you to clean this room?" That's what this looked like. Now, listen, I get that people are hungry and we're thirsty for information. I get it. But we have to be careful what sort of information we take as gospel. That's what I'm trying to say. And I wrote back to this friend of the show and said, don't send me any more from this guy. If you find something good, send it to me. I always want to see what others are saying and doing. And listen, maybe someone's on to something different. But don't send me the video of the guy that looks like he's, you know, got a bong just out of the camera, eating his Flaming Hot Cheetos. And what did I say he was drinking? Orange Fanta? You know, it's one of those things that, you know, there's a science to it. And things change because the bureaus change the way that they investigate and do things, right? It's not always consistent. It's not like it was 2 years ago. There are things we can do differently now that we weren't doing 2 years ago. One of the things in this video on TikTok, this kid was talking about getting credit card accounts that were charged off, you know, removed because the credit bureaus have to remove them from your credit. Well, you can't expect that to happen. That's not the way that works. There's an obligation that the creditors, what they're called under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, in the law, that they're called furnishers of information. There's a reasonable expectation that they will report these accounts for 7 years from the date of activity, the last activity that led to the delinquency. That's what the law states. So when you settle a credit card account and it's done, it doesn't mean it comes off the credit report. You can't just call. I get so many calls from people that say, "Well, I was going to call this credit card company and just pay it and have them remove it." Well, let me know how that works for you, because that's not the way that works. There's no obligation for a furnisher of information to remove anything from the bureau. It's not the way that works at all. When you look at what the credit bureaus get in terms of information on a monthly basis and what they have to do, it's frightening. Everything is automated. Even the way that they open the mail is automated. There was a story, we had it posted on our website for a long time. Steve Croft at 60 Minutes did a story about errors on credit reports. Talked to a bunch of people from Experian, 3 people, I think. He even had his own issues, and he showed himself calling and being put on hold and time-lapse videos and stuff. It was a great piece. But he had 3 former employees of Experian that sat there and said, "We don't even open our own mail. We have a machine that does that." And letters that you send them are scanned. They're given a 3-digit code for what type of dispute it is. And they're scanned in, and they're not even looked at by human eyes. And the facts are frightening. They get 4 billion pieces of information every month from, 35,000 different companies that provide information on consumers. The margin of error on these credit reports is high. And listen, you can be shocked if you want to be shocked when you look at your credit report and see an error. But when you think about what's involved in that process, I wouldn't be. I'm never shocked when I see something, when I see an error. I see, let's correct it or let's sue them. In general, it's an easy process if something is actually factually inaccurate, as the lawyers would say.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.